Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It probably goes without saying, but the actual act of creating a video game is an incredibly challenging affair. It might be shocking to realise, but even the biggest AAA video game titles that have had months, even years of careful attention and millions of dollars poured into them are basically held together with duct tape and the collective will of every developer who worked on it. Therefore, it's not at all surprising to find that glitches and bugs still end up making their way to market from time to time, as not only did some of these coding errors ruin the immersion, but in some cases obliterated our chances of even finishing the title. So let's take a look at them. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 8 video games that killed you by accident. Number 8, Broken Pro Mode QTEs, Resident Evil 4 Switch and PC versions. So if you're anything like us, then you'll have played through the majestic Resident Evil 4 multiple times, experiencing the joys of the kinetic action, horrible monsters, and of course, Leon S. Kennedy's floppy fringe again and again. However, if you were playing the game on PC or Switch, you might be experiencing another terrifying scenario, that being that the QTEs randomly never seem to work. To be more specific, the bug only reared its head in professional mode, which required the player to smash buttons quicker than other difficulties during certain QuickTime events. Yet, thanks to an issue caused by frame rates on both the Switch and PC, the player literally couldn't input them fast enough when using keyboards or Switch Pro controllers. Professional mode punishing Pro Control users? That's deeply ironic, right? Although I doubt that Switch players were appreciating the situation and more likely were screaming at their TVs as to why the hell the things weren't working as intended. Number 7, Inverted Difficulty, Spec Ops Stealth Patrol. If there's one thing that we know more than ever thanks to films, TV, and video games hammering home the point, it is that war is indeed hell. Therefore, it might be tempting to nudge things in your favour a little when it comes to lacing up and hitting the trenches by dropping down the difficulty in war-based video games. Well, I've got some bad news for you, my friend, because if you are looking for an easy ride in Spec Ops Stealth Patrol, then you're going to experience a world of misery and pain. This is because, thanks to an issue with coding, the difficulty setting for the highest and lowest challenge were swapped by accident, meaning that if you selected private, well, you were going to be absolutely obliterated by crackshot enemies and bullet sponge bosses. Therefore, those looking to ease themselves into the waters of war ended up being drowned without even knowing why. Number 6, Fast Travel into the Void, Batman Arkham Origins. While it might definitely not be on anyone's vacation destination list, Gotham City is a big old lad with a ton to see and do. And mostly the things to see are people getting beaten up by Batman, and the do are doing a U-turn out of the city as soon as possible because the place is an utter hellhole of villainy. That being said, at least the rain and endless population of goons are mildly better than the cold black void of nothingness that players could easily find themselves in thanks to a horrible bug in Batman Arkham Origins. For some reason, a coding conflict when using the game's fast travel system could open up a litany of issues. And on launch, players reported that the Batwing would take forever to take them to their destination, long enough in fact that some people reset the game assuming it to have been stuck in a hang state. Yet things got even worse for those that did wait out the lengthy ride, because when loading the player back into the map, certain locations wouldn't render correctly, causing Batman to fall through the floor and into the endless void below. To add some Joker gas to the cake, the game would also autosave at this point, meaning that you are now trapped forever, requiring a full save reset in order to get going again. Brutal. Number 5, No Boss for You, Bubble Bobble Revolution. A tough and unfair boss battle can be the bane of many players' existence, causing hours, if not weeks, of game time spent trying to figure out how to counter-cheese these walking fromageries of fury. Yet, you know what's even more infuriating than that? A boss that doesn't even bother to bloody show up. Such was the case of the rather abysmal DS title Bubble Bobble Revolution, which was meant to be a celebration of the series but ended up being jeered instead of cheered thanks to a horrible bug on the game's 30th stage. Once reaching the end of the stage, a boss is meant to appear to challenge the player, but the bastard must have slept through his alarm because nothing happens. Because the player can't progress and because there's no time limit, you're stuck here for eternity, meaning that while this technically didn't kill the protagonist, it bloody well will kill your interest in this skipfire of a game. Number 4. Deadly Regular Enemies. Outriders. Poor old Outriders, it's not had a particularly smooth ride since launch, has it? From developers People Can Fly tweaking the endgame loop to be less rewarding so it buys them time to actually make more content, to full inventory wipes, to the horrible server issues that caused a shocking 93% of player drop-offs at one point, it is a clear example of a game which should have spent more time in the oven. Yet, even when you're actually able to play the game, that doesn't mean that things are going to end well for you, as thanks to a new glitch that was introduced in the patch fix for the inventory wipe issue, players can now be killed in just one hit by regular enemies. That's right, your badass world warrior can be taken down in just a single blow by a regular grunt, all because the code of Outriders looks like it's gone 10 rounds with Mike Tyson in his prime. Developers, please take some time to fix your games before launch. Number 3. A full factory reset. Ratchet & Clank: A Crack in Time. The Ratchet & Clank series may indeed be running at full steam once more thanks to the PS5 drop wowing audiences around the world, but is it really surprising that a series with this much wrench-whacking has seen the series lose a few screws along the way? There are numerous horrible bugs that not only kill player progress, but in some rare instances, the system itself. Take, for example, A Crack in Time, which had players reporting that the use of the Dynamo of Doom in the Battleplex arena fights could cause two lines of code to enter a state of conflict. And as you can imagine, when a video game begins arguing with itself, that is never a good thing. This conflict caused such a cascade of failures that not only would players' save files become corrupted, but it could actually affect the PS3 itself, leading some to have to perform a full system reset. At least players could play the game afterwards again, though. I mean, small consolation, I know, but the same couldn't be said for the poor souls playing Secret Agent Clank on a PS2 Slim, because thanks to some horrific hardware issues, the game could sometimes softlock and scratch the bloody disc, rendering it unplayable. Brilliant. Number 2. Slimline PS2 Catastrophe. Jack X Combat Racing. Poor old Slimline PS2, you can't catch a break, can you, as here you are again killing players through no fault of their own. So to be clear, I absolutely adore Jack X Combat Racing as it's a genuinely fun Burnout-inspired kart racer, complete with all the vehicular violence that you could ask for. It's got a dumb but fun story, addictive gameplay, and some really fun multiplayer options. It's also got a monstrous glitch that will absolutely obliterate your save file should you play the game on a PS2 Slim. Now this glitch would cause your save file to become corrupt, but will do so to such an extent that you could actually keep saving over it without realizing, without solving the underlying problem. And that would only rear its ugly head when you tried to load the game back up again, where the save would load the game state but also be unplayable, and then would deny you the ability to delete it. You were simply stuck with this half-game state, being unable to progress and also being unable to delete it. And short of playing the game on a different PS2 model or doing some dodgy internal reworking, that was you absolutely done for. And number 1, dying in a cutscene. Spider-Man on the PC. Now, I have incredibly fond memories of the original PS1 Spider-Man game. The graphics at the time were impressive, the level of detail and love for the source material was awe-inspiring, and the ability to unlock all manner of amazing secrets was just the icing on the cake. However, for PC players, they likely had a bit of a different experience, as the old web head was turned into a complete blockhead when it came to the developers messing up the port. The game was optimized around PCs at the time of the original release in 2000. However, when the game landed in 2001, significant changes to most players' rigs caused the game to process things at a higher frame rate. This change affected one level in particular in a rather major way. During a sequence in which Spider-Man chases Venom through a block of flats, the game uses an in-engine cutscene to move the action along, culminating in Spider-Man Spider-Man jumping out of a window and giving control back to the player. Now, on the PS1, this works as intended, but on PCs running at a higher frame rate, this caused Spider-Man to jump way too soon and he clonks his head on the window, thereby not making the jump and sending players to their deaths over and over. There was literally nothing they could do to save poor old Peter, and watching this massive glitch get roasted in forums was about as painful as the lump on Spidey's head.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.